Right, Sunday night, Monday morning, Ian Lee. Tim Litchfield is on at 1 o'clock. It's just 59 minutes away till the Litchfield takes control of the station on the countdown, the road. Hang on, what are we calling it? The road from V to A. And then at 7:45 in the morning, what's happening, Davis?
Christian O'Connell will be opening up the new station, and we finish our road from V to A with a song voted for by the listeners that starts with the letter A, which will be the first stage song on the new station.
Controversial, they got Christian to come from Radio 1 over to do that just for us that morning. Very controversial. The show tonight, to celebrate the fact that we're feeling a bit lazy, we're taking all of your calls straight to air. The way it works is you call up and I just take you straight to air like this. Line 5, you're on the wireless.
Hi, it's from Apple.
Oh, is it Tom Apple?
Yes, it is.
Well done, sir. What a fortuitous bit of luck that we... I've just realised, have you been watching the Strictly Come Dancing, Tom Apple?
No, I haven't. I've been away and working.
Watch
sorry.
It, because it's... Do you watch it, Davis?
I try to avoid it, actually.
It's the most fascinating piece of tosh I've ever seen in my life. There's a woman on there who's clearly insane, right? One of the judges... She talks like I just did then. She starts sentences and doesn't know where the... So she'll go, ah, yes, Tom, well, you did an excellent dance there and, you danced your heart out, And she talks like that. Mm. She's mental.
I can't wait for...
Up.
What?
Sorry?
She needs to be locked up.
She does need to be locked up. Davis, you're
I just
to...
can't wait for the moment that I turn on TV on... I turn my television on a Saturday night where somebody isn't singing, dancing or skating.
And they're showing a television. Can I just say, by the way, people are texting in. Don't text in. It costs you 50 pence plus your standard network rate. Don't text in during this show because I don't read the text. I haven't even... Well, it flashes on my screen. A text has come in, but I don't even see it. So I'm just telling you now, save your money. Email. What's the email address, Davis? Do we know?
Well, you go to absoluteradio.co.uk.
Yeah, okay. And that's the website now, is it? Absoluteradio.co.uk.
Yes.
I'm guessing they can get our podcasts there as well, can they?
Yes.
Please do, because we're a little bit down on the podcasts. Anyway, Tom Apple, yes.
Yes, I was ringing in about the things that make you satisfied.
Oh, yes, go on.
Now, this is a bit of a guilty pleasure, I must admit.
Yeah.
But when you're driving down the motorway and your lane's completely free and you look over to your right.
Yeah.
And it's completely blocked up.
Yeah.
That makes me satisfied.
It is satisfying. It's not as satisfying as flashing someone, telling them to turn their lights on, though, is it?
I don't know. Probably not.
Tom, it's not. I've saved someone's life this week, probably. Maybe three people. Who knows? Probably a baby as well.
Do you want a cape?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a cape.
And you can have your cake and you can eat it.
I want a cape and eat it. No, hang on. I made cheesecake today.
You know, you're on the slippery slope. Whoa. If you're making cheesecake every week.
But you've got to melt the chocolate. So the way you melt chocolate, Davis, how do you melt chocolate?
Chocolate cheesecake.
How do you melt chocolate?
You melt chocolate by putting it into a bowl above a pan of boiling water.
But you don't put it in a thin glass bowl. You put it in a thick glass bowl. I put it in a thin glass bowl. It shattered everywhere.
Do not put it in the microwave. My brother put chocolate in the microwave with the hope it will melt. No.
There's an order.
Oh, there's an order. Yes. Tom Apple, thank you for that. 0330-123-1215. More of your calls straight to air. We'll also be playing the answer phone. Now, is it the best of the answer phone messages or just the answer phone messages?
The best of the messages that have been left this week.
Oh, dear. That's depressing.